Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Again, if you could only see what happens in the studio before we go on the air. We've got Jim Whitfield standing by in the green room. We'll be talking about Red Cross and the need for blood. But first, we're going to talk about the need for arts in the city of Quincy. And we've got Laura Sievert here with Arts Quincy. By golly, everything's happening. I was just talking with Kathleen Helsebeck Monday. She's so excited about the big read.
Yeah.
And I think you're excited about it, too.
Yeah, getting this big-time author to Quincy is a really big deal, so it's a great activity for everybody to plan on putting on their calendars. Of course, the big read, I meant to ask her how many years we've been doing this.
Well, it's not been continuous.
It's not been continuous,
it's very competitive to get this grant. Quincy has almost always won,
right?
But a few years we haven't.
Well, I remember the first one I participated in was when we did Amy Tan's Joy Luck Club. So that was a really good read. But anyway, the idea is that the entire community is reading the same book at the same time and then can have discussions about it, like a giant book club, right? And we make that possible by these big grants that help us give the book away for free. But having the author coming in to be a part of the celebration and about the kickoff, that's just a really unusual extra step. And it's expensive to bring an author in. I mean, we've worked on this before.
And she's worried about how he's going to get here if Southern Airways doesn't get their reliability up. But we'll go in. We don't have to talk about that.
Our poor
so talk about the
beleaguered system.
Well, it's Southern Airways is doing the best they can, I guess. But anyway, well, that's for another date. We talked about that a lot this week on the Mary Griffith Show and in the news. So let's talk about this author, and his work is called The Bear, I think.
The Bear. And you may know that Ursa Major is the bear, right? So it has a tie-in to the star formation, Ursa Major, which I love the idea that we can all take something from that. So the Art Center is doing a tie-in. The John Wood Community College has got the astronomy program doing the tie-in. So I think that will be a nice way to celebrate this book. He's going to be at the event to speak and sign books, and families can visit booths from local sponsors as well.
Give the date.
It is Thursday, September 19th. I will sadly not be there. Arts Quincy wanted to be there, but I have a bit of an event that weekend. I'm, getting married. So,
well, she's already married, but you're having my
wedding celebration.
Your
right.
Wedding celebration, because
we had the legal part earlier.
The legal marriage has already happened. This is as Europeans are wont to do. They have two marriage ceremonies, so you're having your second ceremony.
Yes, it's a little easier to do it that way, and then get all my friends together. So I can't be there, but you guys should be there, and have a really good time. The Little Read is also alongside this, and that one is going to be a local author, Ron Kirchhoff. How do you say it?
Kinscherf.
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 I reverse my
take the C out and put an S in.
Gotcha.
Kinscherf.
All right. Well, he'll be there with 500 copies of I'm With Me, which is one of his aunt books. So they're really cute.
They're really cute books.
Really cute books. And it's nice to celebrate a local author, too. All free of charge. So really exciting to be a part of it.
Interesting side note. I made Ron Kinscherf cry on the Mary Griffith Show because I know him personally because he used to work here at WTAD. And I brought great insight into the true inner reason why he started writing these books. His father died when he was very young. He was raised by a single mother who was very accomplished. And, I got right into the dark soul there of Ron Kinscherf, and he actually broke down and got a little weepy.
Oh.
So
it's surprising in all my years on the Mary Griffith Show that I have not gotten weepy on any occasion.
One of my prides, because when Ron worked here, I tried to make him cry by being mean to him, and I never could. So I just had to be real nice to him, and that made him cry. But he's a great guy, a great author, and it's a great series of books. So, again, give us a time and date and everything.
That is Thursday, September 9th at Washington Park.
No, it's 19th.
19th. What did I say?
You said the 9th.
Oh, I did mean to. I'm sorry. The 19th. You can visit all quincypubliclibrary.org to get all of those details.
Okay. Moving on to the next, because, again, we have other guests waiting patiently, Laura. You're not going to be able to do your one more thing today. I'm just going to warn you.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I'm going to skip ahead to Quincy Civic Music Association because their lineup of events is terrific this year. You should buy the whole ticket, season pass.
The season ticket is great. And if you buy the season pass, you get to go to Hannibal Concert Association
yes.
and Keokuk's free.
Yep.
You can go to Keokuk for every event they have. You can go to Hannibal for half price.
And I went to some of those last year in Hannibal.
Oh, they're great.
And they pack it over there. They do a really good job. And Quizzy Civic Music's whole season is terrific. Turtle Island Quartet is the first one up. They're going to play at Baldwin, which I think is an underrated auditorium here in Quincy. But Turtle Island Quartet is it's a really bold, forward string quartet, a little different than anything we've ever really had. They've won Grammy Awards. They've got, they all have just a little bit of that classical aesthetic, but they really come at you with contemporary American music, and I love it. So I think people will really, really be entranced by it. But one of the things I have to look ahead to is my friends at Iowa Brass will be here for their Christmas concert. And if you've never seen a traditional brass band concert, holy smokes, is it made for Christmas. This is on the Civic Music ticket this year. They just placed third in the U.S. Masters, so third best brass band in the nation.
Did Illinois beat them?
Illinois did not beat them. Do you know who beat them? Was Kansas City, who is also going to be on the Hannibal Music ticket. So... yeah, it's all right.
If you want
Fountain
board,
City Brass Band's real good.
They are.
And yeah.
they've,
Fountain
yes,
City's awesome.
They're great. So we're going to hear the Iowa Brass. I'll just call them the Brass.
Yes.
Because I refuse to promote Iowa in any way,
shape, or form.
She
has a problem with my Iowa kids.
I have a problem with you
and
Iowa.
My new husband is in the Iowa Brass. He is. So.
Really?
He is. He's a fantastic baritone player. Yeah. They may have been. I may have recommended him to Quincy Civic
You might
Music.
Have. You might have been helpful.
But nationally okay. award-winning.
How could we get tickets for the hearing the brass
the
and
brass.
Others that are coming for Quincy Civic Music? You just go to their website, right?
Website quincycivicmusic.org. Sterhan Jewelers, Square Music Company, Hy-Vee, and Neiman's all have those tickets.
Great.
The season tickets
talk about the price, because I have said this is singularly the best value in town because of the variety that they do.
That's right. $100 gets you to all of these. There's five shows, including the Chicago Festival Ballet with Cinderella in June. So, that one alone should be $100. So I think that the entire season is really superlative. And don't forget, and the reason I love it is because I have small kids. Kids 18 and under are free. So I'm buying that $100 ticket for me and my husband, but then my kids are free. So we're going as a family to all of these. So I really, really love it.
Okay. Well, we can tell she's giddy with excitement as she's already married. Is it? Okay. You're still. Okay. Real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Are you more excited about this wedding that's after the non-legal? I mean, it's legal, but
you're
which
so
is
funny.
More exciting? The day you legally got married or now this one? Because this one's more of
They're
a party.
Just very different.
Very different.
We did a very nice small ceremony at the courthouse with my new mother-in-law, who's the sweetest lady on the planet. And that was very sweet and quiet. And then we visited the cemeteries of my parents. And so that was nice. But this is all my friends and family. So, I think anybody who gets married can tell you it's nice to have all your friends and family around and have a little celebration. We don't get together enough, so it's mm-hmm. nice to bring in. I've got people coming from coast to coast. And
that's great.
It's going to be fun. So
okay, Laura Sievert, thank you. Congratulations on your second wedding to the same man. Okay. Okay, well.
There should be more joy. I'll marry him every week. Every week, we'll just get married
Maybe
again.
Maybe I'll make it to party number five.
Okay.
So if you weren't on the initial list, don't worry. Laura will probably get married for a third time, but again to the same man.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back in a moment. We've got Jim Whitfield here to talk about blood donation, and it's serious, folks. We need your help. So if you've got a charitable heart and you want to roll up your sleeves, we'll tell you how in just a minute. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Again, what happens in the commercial break is the most fabulous part of the Mary Griffith Show. Maybe someday we'll have a special service for a premium price. Jim Whitfield, how much would you pay? How much out of pocket would you pay with your exorbitant not-for-profit salary that you earn?
Oh, yeah, I make a lot of money. I sure do, yeah.
And then the other job that takes all of his time is a school board member, which gets zippity-ding-dong.
I get a 100% raise every year, Mary.
Yeah. The good news is maybe every once in a while you get a cookie or something.
Every now and then.
One of the kids brings you a cookie. Well, you're here today, as you always are. I really wish we'd need to come sometime, make up a topic sometime that's fun and lighthearted, because you're always here to talk about blood collection. And that can be fun and lighthearted when you think about the lives that are saved.
Exactly.
And you've got great stories about that.
Yes.
But this may not be the great target audience, but we need new first-time donors. So if you know somebody who's young and you're a giver, please drag them literally along to a blood drive with you. Or if you're now getting near retirement, you're wondering how you can give more to the community, and maybe you say, I don't have a lot of money to give, but I certainly want to give. Boy, the most personal gift you can give is the life-saving gift of blood. And you need new donors now like never before.
You know, we do need new donors. But Mary, let me just start by saying that I went through training. I've been with Red Cross almost now 7 years. And when I went through my initial training with the American Red Cross, they really, a lot of bullet points. It's information overload when you go through new employee orientation. 65% of the U.S. population cannot donate blood.
Why?
And that is for a variety of reasons. Maybe you're on a certain medication that you're on the deferral list. Maybe you have a health condition that does not allow you to donate blood. They just changed the policy on people who were living in Europe during the mad cow disease scare back in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
So that has changed. So people need to call the 1-800 Red Cross number and actually follow the voice prompts and talk to a live person, and they can get specific details on whether or not they would be eligible to donate. I have a neighbor of mine who served in the U.S. Army in Great Britain, the U.K., back in the 1980s, and he was there for 3 years, and he was deferred permanently. But now, because of the changes that the Red Cross and the federal government have set forth with, he is now able to donate. So only 35% of the population can actually donate at a blood drive. And right now, the American Red Cross is in an emergency appeal for donors and donations. The month of July, and that's why we went into the appeal as of August 1st, we saw a 25% decline in the number of units being donated in July, and a lot of that was due to extreme heat, a lot of
hurricane,
the hurricane, and we also
wildfires.
Exactly, and we also do see a decline in the donations during the summer. People get busy, people go on vacation. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening in the summer that people are not making it to blood drives. So all that on top of the hurricane, the wildfires, and the extreme heat, it really, 19,000 units went uncollected.
The problem is, like you said, and I was deferred for a while. I went to Panama, and I couldn't give blood, I think, for 2 years. So, you know, the people who are willing to give blood sometimes have a deferral, and it takes them a while to get back in the thing. But, Jim, you know, talk to me about this, because I mean, you're the expert at it. How do you convince people, especially first-time donors? Nobody likes a needle. Well, okay, I don't like needles either. But, you know, the way it's done, just don't look. Just close your eyes, go to your happy place, and you won't even know what's happening. I mean, these people are professionals, and they do this every day.
You know, that's exactly right, because, you know, people say to me, oh, my gosh, Jim, I'm so scared of needles. And I realize that is a legitimate phobia for some folks.
You know what, though? If they needed a blood transfusion and they were dying, they wouldn't be afraid of a needle.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
If it was going in you'd welcome it. Yeah, but
course.
I agree. We're not making fun of people. I don't like them either. But sometimes you've got to, I guess, you know, we're trying to ask people, can you be a grown-up? Can you please at least try it? Do it once.
You know, I ask people, I'm like, you know, I understand that you tell me that you're scared of needles. I get that. But how many times have you gone to your local medical provider and had blood drawn for a variety of different tests that they're running, you know? And, oh, well, I do it all the time. Well, then let's try to get you to a blood drive and let's try to get you to donate blood. The folks at the American Red Cross, they are so professional. They do that every single day. So it's not like, you know, it's a rookie who's just coming in and for the first time. I mean, Mary, I have people at the Red Cross when I donate almost every 56 days. 56 days is where you're eligible. You can donate every 8 weeks, okay? I donate almost every 8 to 9 weeks. And there are times I don't even feel the needle going in because they are that smooth.
Yeah, they're good.
And they have done it so many times. And it's our job at the American Red Cross to make sure that you have a positive donor experience. We want you to come back. We want you to say, you know what, that wasn't so bad. I'll come back and donate. And we're talking about first-time blood donors. We want to make that connection with high school students, college students. The research shows that if we can make that connection with a young person in their teens or early 20s, that there's a strong chance that they will be a donor for life. And just like in today's society, a big majority of our donors, they're getting older. For whatever reason, they're not able to donate anymore. There is no age limit on the upper end of donating. If you can get up on the bed without assistance, you could be 100 years old and you can still donate. If you pass,
you still have the gift of life.
Right. And if you pass all of our, go through our mini health history.
You can't be anemic.
Well, that and yeah. Your iron level has to be checked. You know, you go through a blood pressure check, your temperature check. There's a variety of different tests that you
but
go
it's
through.
Very simple.
Health. Right. But it's like a mini physical. And if you can pass all that and you can get up on the bed without assistance, you can donate blood.
Well, this brings up the interesting point. We're trying to get new donors and get people over the aversion. And I guess one of the best selling points is once you give blood, most people, after they give their first pint or first unit
mm-hmm.
of blood, I'm still used to saying pint, but it's a unit. Once you give your first unit of blood, you're very likely to do it again. So it can't be that horrifying. People are continue to do it. People have given 8 gallons of blood, in their lifetime and stuff like that.
Oh, there are people here in Quincy that were recognized at state house ceremonies by the governor for their donations and what they have done over their lifetime as far as donating blood and helping others.
Okay. One of the biggest things is it's very easy to find a blood drive. It's always on the website. Give us that, and then we'll talk about kind of the permanent blood drive that's always held in Quincy.
Right. So if you want to donate blood, there's a variety of ways you can find a local blood drive in your area. The American Red Cross breaks it down by zip code. So you can get online at redcrossblood.org. Go to that homepage, type in your zip code. It'll give you a list of blood drives. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. But please understand, when you call 1-800-RED-CROSS, that is everything Red Cross. So please follow the voice prompts, and you will eventually speak to a live person, and they will help you find a drive that is near where you are at or what is convenient to you. Some people have downloaded the American Red Cross Blood Donor app on their smartphone. Same thing. Zip code, and they will tell you about the upcoming blood drives in Quincy, Hannibal, Keokuk. We have one today in Mount Sterling. We've got one Friday in Donelson, Iowa. We have them in Pittsfield. We have them throughout the tri-state area, and it's a matter of convenience. So you just have to find the one that suits your schedule, and you can go in and we'll get you taken care of.
And there's one that always suits your schedule, and that is every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is how critical it is. They do this on Sunday, folks. It's from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Red Cross headquarters at 23rd and Cooks Lane. Those are still going on.
Correct. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday. Tuesdays is from 11 to 7, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. So, yes, you can donate blood there, and you can just find a spot to go and donate. And O negative is the universal donor, and that's the one where that blood type can... You can donate, and that blood type can be used on anyone who is in need of blood products.
O neg is like what we call the emergency room type, And then, of course, cancer patients need it, but that will be cross-typed. Just amazing how much need there is for blood. It's not just people in the hospital. It's cancer patients. Right. It's all kinds of people. Jim, we're out of time, but we want to thank everybody. Now, I want to remind you that if you give blood this month, you're going to get like an Amazon gift card. If you give blood next month, it's National Preparedness Month, and of course, in addition to all the other kind of preparedness, having a good blood supply is preparedness. They are going to be making a special gift of a special Red Cross Raglan shirt. So,
yeah, there's a lot of incentives coming up, and it'll be on our website. And Mary, I'm going to close out with saying this tri-state area is so giving. It's American Red Cross, when the plea goes out, we have seen people get to our blood drives, but we are down in inventory. And we have to make sure that there's enough blood on the shelves at Blessing Hospital in Quincy, Hannibal Regional Hospital in Hannibal, even Illini Community Hospital we now serve. So we want to make sure that there is blood on the shelves. So it's not just the normal use, but we're coming up on a holiday, long holiday weekend. I just ask folks, if you're eligible and you have an hour, it doesn't take any monetary donations. It's just your time to help save a life.
Thank you very much, Jim Whitfield. You can save a life today. 20 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour, we still have to talk about the Golden Fall Festival. And we'll do that right after we head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative and hear what's happening on the farm markets today. Stay tuned. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. The world runs on volunteers, people who give of their time, treasure, and talent to put on these big events. And one of those is Karen Jansen, and she's one of many, but she's pretty key to the Golden Fall Festival, and she's here today. She's going to get right up to that microphone, and she's going to tell us all about the activities that are going on at the Golden Fall Festival. Welcome, Karen Jansen.
Well, thank you, and good morning, Mary.
So good to have you back again. It's a three-day extravaganza, and so let's just start out chronologically. It's not this weekend. It is
next weekend,
a weekend after the Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. But it gets kicked off, I guess, on that would be a 6th, right? September 6th is a Friday night. Tell us all about it, please.
Okay, so Friday evening we start. The guys will have the girls going, and they'll start serving hamburgers, brats, and hot dogs in the beer tent. And then at 7 p.m. we start, we actually have Gatorhead coming to play that evening. That's a local favorite. They're a trio from Mount Sterling, Timewell area, and they're, I don't think there's anything they can't play. So we're real excited to have them
all on. All genres?
That's right,
okay.
On Friday evening. So that kicks off Friday, and then Saturday morning we start off with a homemade pancake and sausage breakfast. There's a 5K run walk, and then at 10 o'clock in the morning, runs till 4, we have the Golden Mill Market, which that features a variety of craft vendors, local boutiques, and other vendors. We have the kids zone, or the kids game area. We got a lot of games. We have the bounce houses. There's face painting, popcorn, cotton candy. And new this year, we have a petting zoo, which is actually from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and it's put on by our Camp Point Central FFA.
Okay.
So we're real excited about that.
Yeah, let's get into some details about that, and you may not know, but these would be the small animals that, you know, kids maybe, especially city kids, they don't get to see a little pig or a little sheep or
goats
that want to eat out of your hand.
Has some rabbits or that little pony. There'll be several little animals there for the kids to get in and feed and play with and, get to spend a little time with them.
Okay, so that's from 1 to 4.
Yes.
But then the whole kids' day is from what time?
We start at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then it runs till 11 o'clock at night.
Okay. So anything your kids want to do, get in the bounce houses, make the traditional fair and
some prizes for the kids. Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Because, everybody's always looking for, and I hope there's a place to sit down so when grandma and grandpa come, they can actually relax.
We have a nice large tent that's available for them to sit. Yes.
Sounds great. So the kids' games are just part of what's going on, but while those things are going on, other things are going on as well.
Yes. Like I said, we have the mill market going on, and then at 5 p.m. we start with a pork chop and ribeye supper. And I might mention that all the meat that we have for this event is all locally sourced. All the beef comes from, it's farm raised from GJY Beef from Mount Sterling. So everything, all the meat that we do try to source locally. So that starts at 5, and then at 8 o'clock, we're really excited this year, we have dueling pianos for entertainment. So
who have never been to one of those don't know what they're missing.
It's a blast. It is a blast.
It's a very audience participatory thing.
Very much so. Yes, very much so. And we've actually booked Ted Oliver Productions. They are a number one rated dueling piano team based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I just stumbled on them, and we were really just real lucky to book them.
And there's so many different kinds of dueling pianos. So if you've gone to some in the past and you've liked it, just go and try something new. It's fantastic.
Yes. And they just have the two baby grand pianos. Yeah. Just that
but,
they play
I mean,
back and forth.
You
yes.
name anything, they can play
they can
it.
Play anything.
I just don't understand how they do that. And I will tell you this little bit of trivia. I don't know how I did it. I really don't. But for 2 years in a row, I won the Dueling Pianos audience participation, Name That Tune. And I actually won the last time, and it was dun. And I went, Betty and the Jets. And I won.
Did you really?
Yes. And everybody was like, huh, that's not fair. She works in radio. I said, honey, WTAD does not play music
that's
that
right.
often.
That's right.
But I don't know what it was, but it went dun. And I just went, Benny and the Jets. So I don't know.
You need to come
I
up,
wouldn't
Mary.
Even say I'm an Elton John aficionado of great note, but it's just funny.
It is a lot of
that.
Yeah.
I've been kicked off every music trivia team I'm on because I'm a non-contributor, and yet I've won two Dueling Pianos competitions.
Well,
so maybe I need the live music.
We need to see you on Saturday night for sure.
So that is September 7th.
Yes,
and
we
also
are pre-selling tickets too.
Okay.
That I might mention. You can buy tickets at the door. It's only $10. You can buy them at the door, but we are doing pre-sales just to guarantee your seat. Those
because
will
it's going to be in the Windmill Hall, right?
It'll be in the hall. That's correct.
Okay.
And those are available at B&B Livestock and Dear Wester Grain in Golden and Clayton.
Okay,
so
great.
So they have tickets on hand as well.
So if you want to go to that and you want to guarantee you've got a nice seat, because you'll reserve seating, I guess, if they buy early. Okay.
Yeah.
So Dear Wester Grain and B&B Livestock.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So
now,
you come up for supper at 5 o'clock
oh,
and
God,
just...
it's so good.
Stay for
I don't know
the
how
piano.
You guys do it, but you don't even need a knife to cut your steaks and your pork.
It's so good.
Everything made at the Windmill is just so good. But also that day, not really related to the Golden Festival, but going on at the same time. So, you know, if you want to participate, there's also a little tractor pull.
Yes, Pea Ridge Tractor Pull holds there. It's uptown. It'll actually be uptown. All the rest of these events are held at the actual Windmill site, and their tractor pull starts at 11.
Okay.
And
so
it always draws a big crowd.
You can wander back and forth
yeah.
between the two, but don't miss pancake and sausage breakfast in the morning and then stay for pork chops and steaks in the evening. And then, of course, the Dueling Pianos. And so it's a lot of fun. But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Sunday.
Sunday morning. We start off at 11 with a pulled pork dinner. And then, of course, the kids area opens back up at 11 and it runs till 4. There is a car, tractor, and truck show from 12 to 3. And then at 1 o'clock, we have music bingo. So here you go, Mary. Some more music trivia, but
I'll be terrible at
it's
that.
Put on
if
by
the answer is done, then I'll bingo. But if it's not that, I can't get it.
Well, it's put on by Crazy Acres Entertainment, and if you've ever been to one of their bingo shows, it is a lot of fun. And we've got gift baskets that are donated by local businesses, and we've got 4 or 5 really big nice prizes. So you can come up and just there's no charge to play bingo. You can just come up, sit in the beer tent, listen to music, and enjoy Sunday afternoon.
So how does music bingo work? Like, instead of B3, they play Benny and the Jets,
and
you have it on your card?
And you have the name of the group on your card.
Oh, the group.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I think sometimes it is the name of the song.
It could be.
Yes.
Well,
it could be either.
I mean, because the Beatles, they'd only be on there once, but they could be on there 50 times.
That's right.
So it's a variety of things related to music genres. You may have to know the name of the song. You may have to know the name of the group. You may have to know when it charted number one, whatever. If you have it on your bingo card, you put your little piece of corn on that. Is everybody supposed to bring their troll and their dauber? And
I think we'll have all that for them. Unless they want to bring it, they can bring it.
Bring your own troll.
That's
because,
right.
You know,
that's right.
It's your troll. And
that's correct.
Only your lucky troll works.
So we also have a bags tournament then at 1 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, the pedal tractor pull for the kids start. So that's going on. And while that's going on, the Windmill will be open both days for tours, the gift shop and museum. And, of course, there's some local historians that are around for those days that can kind of tell you a lot more about the history of the Windmill. So that's all going to be going on as well, both Saturday and Sunday. And hopefully we have a little bit of a breeze or a wind, and we can actually have the sales going.
Well, that would be great, because, as I always say, I took my family up there one time, and there was no wind, and Terry Asher was forced to manually operate the Windmill, which is always, I think, one of the highlights of his life. And I think he said after he was sweating, you know, he said, I don't think I'll be doing that again. I only did that for you, Mary. So,
well, that was
it's nice that the windmill is blown by wind, because it was hand-turned. There wouldn't be any grain ever ground in Golden, Illinois.
That's correct.
This is just one of those little festivals. And, I mean, why are you raising the money? What does the money go to that you raise? I mean, you're not charging much for anything, so you're not raising a fortune, but where does the money go?
Well, it's all for the upkeep of the historical windmill and the facility itself. So the sail project was one of our big projects to get that up and running again. So a lot of it is renovation to the actual windmill. You know, it's one of the only, I think there's only one other working windmill in the state of Illinois. So, you know, it is a pretty big historical site that we have right here in Adams County.
And for really now everybody, because nobody's alive that really remembers, you know, that happening, but it's really cool. Little kids are kind of fascinated by the whole thing, because they don't think about where the wheat for their bread comes or the corn for their cornmeal comes. You know, they don't really understand
until you
see how much effort it took. And they have the scale there where they used to weigh the crops when they came in. And then, of course, the big grindstone is moved around by the wind power. It's a very complex piece of machinery.
It really is. And it is really interesting when you get to take the tour. And they'll take you all the way up into the top of the windmill. So it is a really a neat experience. Adults love it. It's not just for kids.
Right. Well, yes, adults love it too. I always use excuses when kids are, well, I had to take the kids. But no, adults love it too. And you know, Golden's pretty flat. So you get up on top of that windmill, you're going to get a pretty good view.
You sure do.
You're going to get a pretty good view. Mm-hmm. Are there charges associated with it? Obviously, we have to pay for our meals. We have to pay for the meals. What about the kids' venue? Is it per item? Is it an entrance?
They charge for, we have an armband fee for the weekend.
Good.
So the
and
kids get
that?
An armband. It's $10 for the weekend. So they can come. So mom and dad, you can come drop your kids off and let them play. And you're right there in the tent. You can watch them and just, you know, just enjoy the day.
And so you buy one armband and you can go Saturday and Sunday?
That's
correct. Wow, $10?
Yeah.
Oh, I know a lot of people are saying, count me in. Because, well, armband day is the best way to go. I was shocked this year. I don't know why, but I was shocked when the Knights of Columbus Barbecue said $30 for an armband, and I thought, wow, you know, that's a lot, which it is, but I took kids there on Sunday when there was no armband day, and $30 lasted
exactly.
5 minutes.
You're,
so,
right.
Yeah, armbands are the way to go.
Well, yes,
the great
right.
thing about it is you're guaranteed you're going to have an income, and the kids are going to get to play whatever they want to play as many times as they want to play it, and, you know, they might have to stand in a small line for some of the more popular attractions. But again, mom and dad don't have to, they have to be there. Don't just slow down to 5 and dump your kids off
That's
at the
right.
windmill. But
we do want mom and dad there.
Yeah, but mom and dad don't have to observe them from, you know, right there. They can observe them from the park benches and stuff that are around. And the kids will just go and get in the bounce house on their own and everything. So
yep.
it's going to be fantastic. Well, it is September 6th, 7th, and 8th. All day long on Sunday and Saturday, and Gatorhead playing on Friday night, and great food anytime you go. So there's really no reason not to get up to Golden. If folks are saying, well, where is this fabulous windmill and where the heck is Golden? How would you describe it to listeners from Keokuk, Quincy, Jacksonville? How do they get there? What's the best way to get there?
Well, we're on the very northeast corner of the county, so you can come up Highway 24, take 94 up to Golden. You can come down 61 if you're coming up from the north and cut across. It's pretty easy to find.
Okay. Good old Highway 24. And then you can almost see the windmill from the turnoff. It'll
yep.
say Golden.
You sure can.
Nope, Karen Jensen, thank you so very much. Thank you for coming down. And again, thank you for volunteering, because small communities need people like you. And I know you have a real job. And I appreciate your time today. I really do.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it.
Leave me your pretty flyer, why don't you?
I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.